Welcome to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I'm estate planning attorney Richard Chamberlain, and in this podcast, I'm going to guide you through important estate planning topics so you can make sure that your estate plan will protect those you love and preserve what you have. I'm glad you're here, so let's get started. Hi, this is Richard Chamberlain, and welcome back to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. This is episode number 87. This week, we're going to talk about how to leave a family member out of your estate plan. Now, this is not something, obviously, that you want to take lightly. We have people come to us who have agonized over this decision for months or even years about whether or not to leave someone out of an estate plan. It can be a very difficult thing to do, and we never take it lightly. But ultimately, the decision to leave someone out of your estate plan is entirely your choice. Your assets are your assets, and you have the right to do with them as you want. If you don't want to leave assets to certain people, you are not required to do so. But it is important, if you're going to take that step, that it be done the right way so that your wishes are going to be enforced. So here are some things to think about. First, if you're married and you want to leave your spouse out of your estate plan, then you do not want to do that in a will. Under the law, your spouse has certain rights to your estate if your spouse survives you. In Ohio, it's called the spousal elective share. So if you have a will and you leave your spouse less than the spousal elective share, then they can just choose not to honor that part of your will and do what's called elect against the will and take their elective share instead. So they can bypass your wishes as stated in a will. Similarly, if you want to leave your child out of your estate plan, it's difficult to have those wishes enforced in a will. In a will, of course, the will gets probated, and in probate, all of your heirs have the right to be heard to potentially file a contest to the will to object to either how it was signed or just the fact that they were left out. So you should, if you're going to do that, you should intentionally leave them out so it's clear that you did not forget them. But also, your heirs can file a contest to the will saying either you lacked the testamentary capacity, meaning you didn't know what you were doing, you didn't understand who your natural heirs are, and you didn't understand the extent of your property. So by leaving them out, you didn't do it knowingly. Or they could claim that you were unduly influenced, meaning somebody pressured you into leaving them out, maybe one of your other children. So these are all ways to contest a will in probate. So generally, if you're going to leave a family member out of your estate plan, it's more difficult to do it in a will, and it's better to use a trust. Now, as we've talked about many times before, a trust will avoid probate. So we are not stuck with the probate procedures, the will contests that you get in probate with a will. There is no spousal elective share in a trust. The spousal elective share only applies to assets that are in the probate estate. So having a trust and having it avoid probate will eliminate that. So another thing that sometimes people get a little confused about is they say, well, if I'm going to leave somebody out, I still need to leave them a dollar. That is a very old myth that that people still kind of hold on to. Leaving somebody a dollar is not necessary. The reason why attorneys used to do that is because it was clear that if you left somebody a dollar, you didn't forget about them. So instead, we just name somebody in the estate plan document and then say, I am intentionally disinheriting this person. So it's clear that they did not forget them. They just didn't want to leave them the assets in that document. So I hope that's helpful for you. In a couple of weeks, we're going to talk more about some issues having to do with disinheriting and some different options you might want to consider. I encourage you to join us for that. But in the meantime, if you have questions about your own estate plan or need to talk about doing your estate plan, We can help you if you are in Ohio or in Michigan. So feel free to reach out to us, set up an appointment with one of our attorneys. Hope that's helpful for you today, and we will see you again next week. Thanks. So that's it for this episode of the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I hope you found our deep dive into the world of estate planning and estate administration to be helpful. For more information and tons of additional free resources, visit our website, chamberlain-law.net. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time.